This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Anheuser-Busch InBev hopes federal regulators will approve its $20 billion bid to own Mexican brewer Grupo Modelo, maker of Corona and Pacifico. Marketplace's David Gura takes a look at what this could do to America's changing beer market.
Anheuser-Busch InBev is the world's largest beer maker, but given the explosion in beers available, the average consumer might think there's plenty of competition. At grocery stores and at bars like this one, called Church Key in Washington, D.C., you'll notice there are more brands of beer than there used to be. But there's a catch. Greg Engert is the so-called beer director here. He's kind of like a sommelier, but for beer.
How many people know that Stella, Leffa, and Hoegaarden are a part of the same company that produces Budweiser now?
Barry Lynn is a fellow at the New America Foundation, and over the years, he argues Anheuser-Busch InBev and the second largest beer company, Miller Coors, have created a monopoly. Neither company replied to our requests for interviews.
They have this remarkable ability to make it seem as if this is the most competitive of marketplaces.
What is competitive, Greg Engert says, is the craft beer market. More demand has led to more breweries.
They're saying that 500 are going to open next year, and then there's over 1,000 in planning.
But craft beer accounts for just 6% of all the beer sold in the U.S. 90% comes from Anheuser-Busch InBev and Miller Coors. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.